This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
Man, welcome to WHL This Week radio edition. Ahead, four WHL teams getting key players back as the NHL season begins. We'll hear more about the long NHL camps and preseason for Tanner Molendijk, Andrew Kristel, Carter Yakimchuk, and Harrison Brunick. Spokane Chiefs forward Shea Van Olm is the Tempo WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us from the Prairies as the Chiefs are in the midst of an East Division road trip. And what's old is new again is one of the all-time leaders in WHL coaching wins is back. Don Knockbauer joins us from Wenatchee. First up, NHL clubs held on to four prominent WHL players just before the final roster announcements to start the season. The Kelowna Rockets get a 19-year-old forward Andrew Kristel back from the Washington Capitals after he was on the verge of making the NHL squad. Regan Bartel spoke with Kristel as he returned back to the Okanagan.
Andrew Kristel is back with the Rockets. Yeah, good news from a Rocket perspective, but man, again, so close to making the Washington Capitol opening day roster. I guess when you hear the news like that, I guess how do you accept that?
I mean, it's tough, obviously, like being that close and coming up short of a goal. So it wasn't a great day, but I was super excited to get back and, you know, hopefully push for a championship here. So,
what do they say to you? What do you glean from the information that they want you to do as you come back here?
Honestly, just keep playing the same game I was playing there. They thought, I came in really improved from last year and, you know, looked a lot better in a lot of areas. So keep working and, you know, my time will come soon enough.
Okay, so tell me about your four preseason games. Was there a memorable moment among all four?
All of them were, you know, really fun. I think the one game I was on first power play with, you know, Ovi and, all those main guys. And we got a goal and I got a nice apple. So that was a big highlight, just playing with those guys and, you know, sharing the ice.
Did Ovi talk to you? Did you have a chance to, you know, get up close and personal with him a little bit?
Yeah. I think that day of the game and pregame skate, working on power play and stuff. And, you know, he's giving me tips and things to do in the breakout and in the zone and stuff. So that was, you know, really cool for him to, you know, kind of talk to me and, you know, share some insight for sure.
When you look at your team, I guess, what type of leadership role will you take as a 19-year-old? I mean, here's your chance to step up in that regard.
Yeah, I mean, definitely bring the intensity in practice and, you know, push guys and, you know, try to be the best player on the ice during practices and games and keep pushing the load and, you know, hopefully provide some offense as well.
Will there be an NHL hockey hangover for you? You see that with a lot of guys coming back from an NHL training camp and they really struggle early on. I mean, are there steps you can take so that doesn't happen to you?
Yeah, I think a week of practice obviously helps a lot, but, you know, I'm not hoping for one of those. I think I'm going to try and, you know, keep my foot on the gas pedal and just keep going with full head of steam and, you know, try and produce and play well.
In Saskatoon, the Blades get a 19-year-old defenseman Tanner Molendijk back from the Nashville Predators. Molendijk met with Saskatoon media ahead of his Blades season debut, and voice of the Blades, Les Lazarek, was there.
Welcome back. Surprised that you're back or no?
I wouldn't say surprised. I mean, obviously, still young, still lots to learn, kind of, but yeah, I thought I had a pretty good camp. Thought maybe I'd get maybe a few games, I don't know. But it's whatever. They saw what they saw. Obviously, I need more development. But
Now that you're back here, what do you see yourself needing to do in order to meet the expectations of what up top wants out of you?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of keep working on my complete game. I think keep working on my defense. Obviously, my offense is gonna come with that. But I think it's just rounding it out.
Your thoughts on what you've? I'm sure you've been following what's been going on back here. Your thoughts on a team you're coming back to that's off to a pretty decent start?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they've been off to a rocket hot start, but obviously I'm happy to get back. I mean, I missed a lot of the guys. I mean, I kept in touch with a bunch of them, but they've been rolling here, so it's gonna be fun.
Meanwhile, Calgary Hitmen standout defenseman and Ottawa Senators first-round pick Carter Yakimchuk nearly made that team. Final player to miss the Sens roster when it was all said and done. Ottawa coach Travis Green says Yakimchuk made the decision a hard one.
Yeah, that was a very long, thought-out process. I think within our whole organization, we went back and forth on it a lot. Not an easy decision to make. And at the end of the day, I think we just felt to keep his progression going, what's best for him as a player, stability for him as well, that it'd be best if he goes back for one more year of junior and play a big part of his team in Calgary. World junior stuff it was not an easy decision to make for our group. High praise for his camp, especially for a coach that hasn't really seen him. Very easily could have kept him around. But again, we're not just thinking about we're thinking about the future, we're thinking about now, and we think that what's best for the player ultimately was for him to go back. And it's not an easy league for 19-year-old defenseman. He's a young man that has a bright future, and we're extremely high on him, and just felt like that was the best decision for him.
And in Pittsburgh, 18-year-old defenseman and second-round Penguins pick Harrison Brunick of the Kamloops Blazers was on the cusp of making the Penguins opening day roster. Penguins GM Kyle Dubas says Brunick had a great camp and NHL preseason.
You have a deep insight into the character and what he's about and the amount of work he was going to put into his own development. So we had that internally that we knew, and that helps, and he's put it on display here. The thing I was most impressed with him about was in the Ottawa game in Sudbury. The first period for him was a major struggle at 18 years old, and I'm watching saying, geez, like, we're going to hurt this kid's development if we keep him here. Like, it might be time to get him back tomorrow so he can play next week for Kamloops. Then second and third period of the game, I thought he was outstanding. And it's rare. For me, it's been rare to see guys at that age in those situations against Ottawa, essentially their full roster of forwards, start out like that and then find themselves and play that way. So he's got great mental dexterity, as Sully would put it, as well. Wonderful kid. Work his butt off every day. So it's we're happy with him.
Across the CHL, 390 graduates are featured on NHL rosters to begin the 2024-25 season.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Tempo WHL Player of the Week is Shayvan Ohm after 4 goals and 3 assists to help the Spokane Chiefs to a pair of victories. And it's great to welcome a friend of the show here to WHL this week. Shay, thanks for making some time for us here. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. You know, it's nice to talk to an old friend, and I'm super honored and excited.
Well, it's a great weekend for you. We'll start there. We mentioned the 4 goals, 3 assists, the 7 points, and you must have just woken up in a dream world here. You're playing beside Berkeley Catton and a young up-and-coming star like Mathis Preston. It seems like things are off to a good start there for you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, tons of credit to those two guys. We've built some chemistry here, and me and Berkeley kind of had some chemistry from when I came in last season at the deadline. And I think my summer preparation has a lot to go into this good start that I've had. So, you know, it's good to see, but I just got to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, good for you. What's the expectations in Spokane this season? A team that's out to a great start on top of the U.S. division as you guys begin your Central Division swing.
Yeah, no, the expectations are take it day by day and game by game and shift by shift. You know, it might sound cliche, but, that's where our heads are at. We got an unbelievable coach in Brad Lauer that we brought in. I had him in Edmonton for 3 years. We ended up winning a championship together. And, he's a great leader and teacher and role model. And, we're full steam ahead. And, it's been a good start for us.
You're a 20-year-old in this league, Shay, and you probably, I'm not sure if you had a chance to reflect on how far you've come from, you know, breaking in with Edmonton and that team and that run to a WHL title and coming to Kamloops, where you were a big part of things with the Blazers and now in Spokane. Have you had a chance to kind of reflect on your WHL journey and what each city has sort of meant to you?
Yeah, for sure. It's when you're a young guy, the old guys tell you it's going to be quick. And then now being a 20-year-old, you know, you look back and it has been quick. But I think that's just, you know, time flies when you're having fun. And, that's what the last 5 years have been, really fun. And just trying to soak it all in my last year, try to be a role model and leader for these young guys. And, yeah, I get a little emotional coming to these old Alberta Saskatchewan rinks for the last time.
Yeah, that's right. I guess you have some perspective where it is sort of the last dance here for you. It started off well for you, Shay. Let's go to Edmonton, first of all. Young guy, just trying to get your foot in the door there. What did you learn from your Oil Kings experience?
Yeah, for sure. I came in the shortened season in the bubble, and that was a really cool experience to get my feet wet and play with a high-flying offensive team. And then the next year at 17, we had an all-star team, and we were top of the country for a long time. And it was unbelievable to be a young guy and be a sponge and learn from guys like Jake Neighbors and Dylan Gunther and Caden Gooley. And, you know, I could go down the whole lineup, but Yeah, I think I learned a lot, you know, battled some adversity, and I think it was really good for me. And you know, you learn to treat every day like a pro and take it day by day.
Yeah, good answer there for sure. You were sent to Kamloops. They were looking for, you know, some character and some skill, and you brought that for sure. What was your time in Kamloops like with the Blazers?
Yeah, Kamloops again. It was also great, and you know, it was kind of funny for me. I had been traded to the Mem Cup host team after just coming back from a Mem Cup, so that was super fortunate and lucky. And my time in Kamloops was awesome. They really let me be me. I think I came out of my shell a bit in Kamloops and started to play with a lot of confidence and swagger. And Kamloops is a special place in my heart for sure.
There was a deadline deal that took you to Spokane, and I think people thought that there would be some changes with Kamloops coming off the Memorial Cup hosting season. But, you know, you go further south to Spokane. What was your initial reaction when that trade took place to put you with the Chiefs?
Yeah, you kind of hear some stuff and trade talks, and, you know, you try to block that out. But then eventually when Cluey called me in and told me the news, you know, it's always hard to be traded. In that situation, it was exciting. You know, I was going to a team fighting for a playoff spot. I was going to a team with some really good young players building for this season. And Spokane for me has been a great experience. It's a lot different than back home, and you know, I've honestly loved it so far.
How many times have you opened up the WHL app and looked at the scoring race and saw your name at the top of the list right now?
How many times have I?
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's no point when you got 20 guys in the room reminding you and jabbing you and chirping you. So.
Yeah, for sure. We mentioned Berkeley Catton. You got a young up-and-comer there, Mathis Preston. He's 16. He was one of the top picks in the draft. You're playing with him right now, maybe showing him the ropes a little bit. Tell us more about Mathis Preston.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He came in. He had a really good summer. He was with us last year in the playoffs, and just to see his growth from then to camp was exciting. And then he's had a very phenomenal start for how young he is. And like you said, showing the ropes a bit. A bunch of us older guys are pulling those young guys together. And I think with Mathis, he's really deadly skater, and he has high IQ. And it's really exciting at such a young age to see what he can do. So bright things ahead, and not enough good things for me to say about him.
Yeah. You guys are on your longest road trip of the year here. This is always fun to get out on the road early in the season, maybe with a newer group of guys for sure here. Any expectations as you hit the road for this long swing out east?
Yeah, for sure, John. Getting out early with the boys, it is fun. You know, I remember being a young guy going on my first swing to the U.S. there, and, it was really cool, really eye-opening, and first time being on the road for maybe longer than a weekend, too, so... expectations for this trip, I think, is, like you said, blend as a group and obviously pick up points in these games. These are big games. We only get to see these teams once a year. So, yeah, we're going to try to bring it every night.
Well, Shea, I'll say I was pretty happy when I opened up my email and saw the WHL Player of the Week was Shea Van Olm. That means we get to chat, and I'm appreciative that we get the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, congratulations. Have a great final season there in the Western Hockey League. Okay, Shea?
Well, it's great to hear from you, John, and I really appreciate it.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The Western Hockey League, in partnership with BC Hockey, Hockey Alberta, Hockey Saskatchewan, and Hockey Manitoba, has announced official rosters for the upcoming 2024 WHL Cup. It's slated to be contested from Wednesday, October 23rd through Sunday, October 27th, as the WHL Cup will be played exclusively at the PV Mart Centrium, home of the Red Deer Rebels. The tournament will feature teams from the four Western Canadian provinces competing in a round-robin tournament format, followed by playoffs. The 2024 WHL Cup will showcase the top 2009-born players. Rosters can be found at WHL.ca. He's third all-time in WHL coaching wins. Don Knockbauer has resurfaced back in the U.S. division. We chatted this week.
familiar face is back in the WHL. Don Knockbauer returns to coach the Wenatchee Wild. Don, I guess, what keeps bringing you back here to the Western Hockey League?
Well, it's funny, John. It wasn't in the plans. I was actually in Hawaii at the time, and I got a call from the management in Calgary stating that he had some calls from some junior teams, had a pro call. So there was three calls on next thing I know, I accepted the job here, but it wasn't a very difficult decision because I really enjoyed being in the American Hockey League. But all things considered, it's close to home again. I have a house in Tri, and I've got a daughter there and a granddaughter. So bringing me closer to home was a big part of the picture, and I enjoy being back in junior hockey. I know this league real well, and it's been 6-7 years since I've actually been here full-time. So it's changed a little bit, but I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, Wenatchee, fairly new to the Western League, right? Year number two. You know, you spent a ton of time in Seattle, Spokane, and Tri-City. How does this whole Wenatchee vibe fit right now in the U.S. division for you and for the team moving forward here?
Well, as you know, it's about establishing a tradition. You know, I've come from a couple different teams where we had tremendous traditions, and we're starting something new here. And that was exciting to me, is just getting it off the ground floor and, you know, setting us up for the future. We know the predicament we're in coming from Winnipeg with the drafted players and not a lot of picks. So we've got to really establish something early here, and it's about a work ethic. It's about doing the right things on and off the ice and growing the game within the community. It's a good little hockey town. My son played here in the BC Junior. I spent a lot of time watching him over here. So it's a real good fan base, and, you know, I'm excited to be part of that.
All right, well, only two teams to go to complete your U.S. Division bingo card here. I don't think you'll get there. We'll wait and see on that. But it's pretty exciting nonetheless for you. And it's funny, the more things change, the more things, you know, stay the same. Oh, there's really a lot of veteran coaches on this side. Like, there's no nights off when it comes to, you know, matching wits against some of these veterans in the Western Conference.
No, that's what's great about the U.S. Conference or division. Even the Western Conference, for that matter, there's great coaches. There are no nights off. If you you don't keep up with what's going on in the other bench, you fall behind. It's not always about the players, you guys, about preparing your guys to play, and sometimes you got to make adjustments. But it's intriguing that, you know, the pro game is played a certain style, and you think that the junior game is a little different. But everybody here in junior that I've seen so far is following the same patterns as in pro, whether it's power play, whether it's the systems in Pelly Killer 5-on-5. All the teams are well coached.
Yeah, for sure. You take over this team, still a dynamic top line with Kento Isagai. You're an older club, though, right now. We'll see if it stays that way or not. But what do you have for a group here this season? Where do you think the expectations are? Is it playoffs? Is it beyond that?
Well, it's funny you say that. It's we're five games into it. I'm still learning who the players are. And as much as I think I'm a smart guy, it's taken a while. The exhibitions didn't show me much. It's been way more competitive since the season began. And you're seeing the teams that are physical. You're seeing teams that are fast, teams that are structured. And it's how you react to those moments. And I'm still learning our guys. I think we've got a pretty good core group of older guys. And our young guys have been real good for us. So our 16-year-olds on our third, fourth line have all plus players, and which tells me that they're learning the game. They're reliable defensively, and you know our goaltending's been good. The bottom line is we've played good teams, and they're making us better. So our record's right now 2-2-1 at .500. I think along the way the process is making us better.
Don, good to see you once again. Good luck this season.
Thanks, John.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to Regan and Kelowna, Les and Saskatoon for their help. I'm John Keane, and we'll do it all again next week. Thanks for listening.